This is the Iowa State Athletics SciCast.
This SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Visit any Van Wall location today to test drive the full lineup of John Deere compact utility tractors with the power and versatility to conquer anything this season. I'm John Walters. Today's SciCast is our weekly radio crew roundtable discussion previewing Iowa State's senior game against TCU this Friday. Ryan Harklaw has lost his voice. Hopefully he finds it by Friday. But in the meantime, Eric Heft and I will take a look at the Cyclones and Horned Frogs, and we'll also preview tonight's men's basketball game as Iowa State takes on Xavier in New York. We hope you enjoy this version of the SciCast. Larrick, you played basketball for Iowa State, but obviously you had a senior day, and you've witnessed a million of them between men's basketball and football at Iowa State, and it really truly is a special day. And this one, I don't know how you could top it with the impact that this class has made on this university.
You know, if you want to compare it to a basketball class, maybe it would be the class of Hoiberg and Mikulik and Meyer, you know, and Hurl Beecham and that crew, you know, because they were really instrumental in getting Iowa State on the map in basketball. Everybody had such an affinity for them and a connection with them. But this group, I mean, probably tops that. I mean, this group has done so much for Iowa State football in a big, big way. Changing culture, changing the way people look at Iowa State, competing on a national stage consistently over the past few years. I mean, that's been something that we haven't been accustomed to. And they've done it in a manner that really makes you proud to be a Cyclone.
Yeah, you touched on something right there. I mean, I think as a fan in the past, before these guys arrived, you would say to yourself, if you're going into a place like Norman, Oklahoma, well, if everything goes right, you know, and they don't bring their A game and, you know, you just have a lot of breaks go your way, you might have a chance to win, kind of like Iowa State did at Nebraska in 2009 with the 8-0 turnover game. But you don't feel that way anymore. This class has gotten you to the point where, as a fan, you feel like, hey, if these guys go execute and play hard and play well, they're going to have a great chance to win this football game, no matter who you're playing, no matter where you're playing. And that's transformational.
And, you know, and the other part, the downside of that transformation is now you're a target on everybody else's schedule. And so you're getting everybody else's best shot week in, week out, because it's a big win to beat Iowa State. And that's how, in some manner, years ago, maybe you could sneak up on opponents. Iowa State can't sneak up on anybody right now. And that's made it more difficult, but it's better, you know, and I think that's what we all want.
Yeah, no better evidence of that than fans rushing the field at West Virginia and Texas Tech after beating the Cyclones. Today's SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Van Wall Equipment and John Deere are proud to support Iowa's farmers in the field and Iowa State Athletics on the field. Let's talk about the young guys, because we talk about the seniors on senior day, and that makes sense. But man, a tip of the hat to the young guys in the program who you've never heard complain about. Maybe they have to wait an extra year to get their turn to play more, or it was unexpected that all of a sudden they're not on the field as much as they thought they'd be by this stage in their careers. But those guys, I'm sure, have continued to learn under some of the best to ever play their positions at Iowa State University. And I think they'll be really, really ready to get on the field next year and do some special things.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, I think they have learned, like you mentioned, they have learned from some of the best to ever come through this program. The great senior leaders that we have on this football team. And it's going to be real interesting to see. I'm not worried about the culture not continuing. I'm just curious to see who some of these new leaders, these younger guys, who these leaders are going to be and what their impact could be. Because when you've built something, I guess the next thing sometimes you want a little bit more, you know, so can they take it to the next level? That's going to be very interesting. But I think it's a talented group of youngsters, and I can't wait to see them next year, but I'm going to enjoy the ride with this team for the last couple of games.
Well, one guy we don't have to wait that long to see a lot of, because he's been playing more and more and playing great, is Craig McDonald. Career-high 10 tackles, led the team in tackles, had an interception his second of the season at Oklahoma. And, man, this is a guy who has really come on in the second half of the season. 6'3", 210, good size. Back there at that safety spot, a redshirt freshman from Minneapolis. But Cyclone fans can get really excited about his future.
Absolutely. You know, and other young guys back there, too. I mean, Bo Freeler's another guy at that safety spot who's really been terrific as a true freshman. He's done well. Jordan Morgan's been getting in games, another young guy. A couple guys redshirting this year that I think are going to be contributors. So I don't think there's any lack of talent. But Craig McDonald is a guy that's just kind of earned his way to get more snaps each game. And hats off to him for hanging in there.
I love Authentic Brand's superb Cyclone gear, but did you know Authentic Brand by TCB Companies is an official outfitter of the iHeartRadio Group and Learfield? Outfit your life in Authentic Brand gear and give your personal and professional image a boost. Authentic-brand.com. Let's talk about the awards that are coming up, because right now Iowa State has three finalists for very prestigious awards. I mean, you talk about, let's start with Mike Rose. He's a finalist for the Lombardi Award. I mean, that is big time. One of four finalists. And what a cool thing it'll be for Mike to go to that ceremony as one of the four best. They call it linemen, even though it includes linebackers, offensive or defensive, in college football.
It's incredible. You know, what a career he's had coming here. You know, I was talking to him after the game the other day. So I was thinking back to when we played at Akron, a football game 4 years ago. And the coaches went to see him play live. And the way they came back, it's like, holy cow, we got to get this guy. A guy who had basically one MAC offer at the time. Man, how far he has come, and what a great job by the coaches of recognizing it. But for him to come in as a true freshman, and there were some veterans around, and start every game. Granted, he had to miss one this year. But, you know, over 49 games. Yep. It's incredible. And the impact he's had. Last year, five interceptions, Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year, and really well-earned. So I'm really happy for him. He's one of those guys who doesn't take himself that seriously, but takes football and his team very seriously.
Well, another guy that falls into that category is Charlie Kohler, who has a great sense of humor and is a brilliant kid. I mean, he's, you know, 3.99 GPA, one of the finalists for the National Football Foundation scholarship, and he could get a $25,000 scholarship. I wouldn't be surprised if he does. He is also a Mackey Award finalist for the second straight year, one of three finalists for the Mackey Award, and that's a great honor too. So, and I would think he's got a legitimate shot of winning that award.
Oh, I would think so. I mean, he could have won it last year. I mean, you mentioned his finalists. There's only three finalists, so he's got a great shot. And man, he is playing the best football. He was hobbled a little bit earlier in the year, played through it, missed the first game, played through it, and now he is playing his best. And, man, when he and Brock team up, it's a thing of beauty. And it would have been so great for him to get another win in Norman, in his hometown, last Saturday. But I can assure you he did everything he could to make that possible.
Yeah, school record for an Iowa State tight end with 12 receptions in that game, 152 yards and a touchdown, and he is the active NCAA leader among tight ends right now for receptions and yards. And so, brilliant career. And a couple catches on Friday, Eric, and he'll pass Colin Franklin and have a school record for catches by a tight end within a season.
That would be terrific. You know, he's had the kind of career that belongs in the record books for sure. You know, and off the topic, just for a moment, Xavier Hutchinson, six catches shy of Tracy Henderson's record of 81 catches in a season. And that's a tremendous mark, too.
Well, so many milestones that these guys have already hit and several others within their reach. And speaking of that, Breece Hall, who can set a new FBS record with another rushing touchdown this week, would become the all-time record holder for consecutive games with a rushing touchdown. But he's one of three finalists for the Doak Walker Award. And back in there as a finalist again this year for him, too. And, man, I would love to see him win that award. I mean, Breece deserves to win some kind of an award for what he's done as the greatest running back in college football, in my opinion, in the last 2 years. And I sure hope he wins this one.
I do, too. You know, and it's not like he hasn't gotten any awards. You know, Offensive Player of the Year in the Big 12 last year.
True.
Unanimous first team All-American, the first in Iowa State history. So he has been recognized a little bit, but he's worthy of that and more. I mean, what an impact he's had on this program, his ability to make plays sometimes when it's not there. And always when it is there. I mean, just go back to, you know, wanting it bad enough and some of the plays he's made. How about the catch last Saturday?
Oh,
the one-handed catch on fourth. This is a fourth down play. I mean, if we don't make that, you know, we probably don't have a chance to come back and win the game. But he makes that play, and we get a touchdown, cut it back to a one-score game. And, I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah, I remember back to when he really emerged on the scene against West Virginia. And he had some runs in that game a couple of years ago where you're thinking, oh, man, this guy's got something, you know. And then it just kept happening. You know, it just kept happening. It kept happening. And then, the next week at Texas Tech, it kept happening again and again. And just from that point forward, it's kind of like when Brock got in there against Oklahoma State. It's like, holy cow. I mean, Iowa State's got something really, really special here. And you grow to appreciate it the more you see it happen.
You know, and their ability to sustain it, too, after you see it. Sometimes you see players who can be kind of a flash in the pan, or maybe that one breakout game was because of a good matchup. But these guys have been consistently performing at a very high level, one of the highest, as high a level as anybody in the country. And that's not easy to sustain, but these guys have been able to do it.
On Football Saturdays, our John Deere Run of the Game is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Nothing runs like a deer, especially when supported by the team at Van Wall Equipment, the Cyclones' John Deere dealer of choice.
And Iowa State has been performing in the classroom as well, the highest number of academic All Big 12 selections 2 years in a row now. 42 guys total, 27 first-teamers, 42 total, honored by the Big 12 Conference's academic All Big 12. Clearly, Matt Campbell's vision for the program, his message to these guys is getting through because he highly values the educational piece of it. And, you know, he's a son of educators, and you can see it. It's really cool what's happening with this program on that level.
Well, I just like his press conference yesterday. I mean, his really heartfelt comments about, you know, some of these guys, but more than that, about what he wants for them. And it's not about football. I mean, sure, that's part of it, but growing as a human being, becoming a better husband, father, a player, or ready to tackle a career and to be prepared for that, and what Iowa State can do to help you achieve that and become the best version of you that you can. I mean, that's kind of the mantra. And it's not lip service. It's real.
Yeah, you know, and people could say, oh, it's coach speak, whatever. You know, that wouldn't really be such a bad goal for people to have, to be the best version of themselves. I mean, that's a hell of a goal.
That's a hell of a goal.
Right.
I'm going to start working on that.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to walk
a little late, okay, but.
Yeah, I think I'll just walk around with very low expectations for myself. I'd like to be about a 40% version of what I can be. That you know, I mean, my gosh, what a good goal for those guys to have. And I think that they are doing exactly that. Let's finish this up with basketball because tonight, you and I won't have the opportunity to be in New York, but Chris Williams and Scott Christofferson will have the call. But really good test for Iowa State against Xavier. And I guess a measuring stick here early in the season of just how far TJ's taken things.
Yeah, I mean, the competition level hasn't been great so far, but the effort and the play has really gotten better each game. And I'm really impressed with what they're doing. Now, they haven't played on the road yet. I know this is a neutral game. They're playing a really good Xavier team tonight. I think it's going to be a great challenge. But, you know, you need to find out, okay, where are we? You either win or you learn. I think that's the way it's going to be tonight. You're going to learn a lot more about your team. Can they hold up against Xavier, who's got some real dudes, and I think it'll be a great challenge. I'm just excited to see how some of these guys respond away from home. Granted, some of these transfers, you know, Brockington, Kalsher, Kuntz, and Aruna, they've all played big road games before. Especially want to see how Tyrese Hunter is able to handle the pressure that Xavier is going to impose upon him. I think he's going to do well. I'm sure he may be schooled a couple times tonight, but I think he's a learner, and I think it's going to make him better.
All right, well, I'll see you on Friday, and let's hope that that the stadium's packed. These guys certainly deserve that. I know it's hard to get a sellout when you've got the students gone, and it's Thanksgiving weekend because people are out of town traveling, but I hope that stadium's full because this group of seniors truly deserves that.
Never been a group through here that's deserved it more, and they've all deserved it, but this group is obviously special, and I can't wait to see them play a couple more times starting Friday.
Today's SciCast was brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Stop by one of their locations and learn how to farm better, work smarter, and play harder when you run with Van Wall and John Deere. Thanks for listening.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.